Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, for Favor Life, where we go through the process of there, which is a walk of faith that causes us to trust God and believe His word and support for us as He takes us higher and changes us line upon line, precept upon precept, debt to debt, faith to faith, glory to glory. He does something inside of us that we can never do for ourselves, and He does it through a spoken word, which is His plan and His purpose for us, and we see our lives change, and we become a blessing not only to ourselves but to every nation and to every generation that we encounter by showing them the love of God and demonstrating to them who our God is through our lifestyle. It is amazing how God calls unlikely candidates, unlikely people, and He chooses a life for them that is beyond anything that they've ever experienced because it breaks the bondages off of their life that has been on our lives for generations, and He cleans us up, and He continues to show us who He is, and we grow in Him. As we grow in the knowledge and of our Lord and Savior, and as we grow in that, we are changed, we mature, and the knowledge of Him and that grace that we grow in causes us to be as He is even the more. So it is amazing that God causes us to be as He is. We've been studying people in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but ordinary people in the Bible that God has called and has a purpose and a plan for. And even though they are living in a different time and century, because the Word of God is prevalent for us today and it is alive and it is true, we are able to look at their lives and gain knowledge, information, and even instructions, seeing the things that they've done that please God and how God's word has been faithful in their life, even when they themselves have stirred off the path that God has called them or made decisions that have not been the will of God, but yet the word of God has remained faithful because God had a plan that was greater than because it doesn't matter about your mistake. It doesn't matter about your place where you disobey. Because God has a plan, it outweighs the place of your mistake. And the Word of God lets us know that He covered the multitudes of our sin, and He didn't just cover it when we got saved. It is a complete covering of those sins, past, present, and future. And He covers us in His grace and in His love and commands us to be as He is. And as we trust Him, we see a great, great glory that He puts on our lives that nothing else compares to. So it's amazing. We're going to look briefly at the book of Ruth just for a moment and tie in some more things. And it's about moving forward, trusting God to move forward. We look at the book of Ruth, and we see that Ruth herself was the daughter-in-law of Naomi, and the sons have died. Naomi's sons have died, her husband has died, her two sons have died, and she's here with her two daughters-in-law, and one of them says, I'm going back to my own family, to my own people, but Ruth says, I'm not going to go back, I'm going to stay where you are, and your God is going to be my God, and wherever you go, I'm going to go, and your people shall be my people. And so we see here the place of decision. She made a conscious decision to change everything about her. And even though she didn't know what was going to happen or transpire in her life, she was willing to trust the God that Naomi served. She was willing to trust that the same God that had blessed her and been with her and had done so many different things before, she was willing to trust her, even though that they were in a place where they were seeing not so good in their life. She was not seeing good things happen in her life. Naomi was not seeing good things happen in her life. But because God had been so good before, they did not count Him out. They did not speak against Him. She was still willing to trust and follow the God that Naomi believed in. She was willing to say, I'm going to trust the God that you serve and follow you because I know that He will take care of you. So she made a decision that in the midst of something that was bad, she was going to still go forward. Sometimes in our lives, we hit situations and things happen in our lives that are not good and what we did not plan or we did not expect. It's something that happens out of the ordinary. It's something that happens in a moment that changes and alters our entire life. And even though we're not prepared for it, we have to still make a conscious decision that we're going to trust God in the midst of it, that we're going to believe that in the midst of change, in the midst of an alteration in our life or a new direction in our life or a new opportunity in our life, whatever it is, that we're going to trust God in the midst of it, and we're not going to stay in a place where we're far from God. Whenever Naomi allowed the daughter-in-laws to choose, she was giving them the ability to say, I'm either going to go with you or I'm not. When the other daughter-in-law went to her own people, she was going back to the familiar. She knew what she was going to get. She knew where she was going, and they were Moabites. So she knew what they were, what they were all about, where she, how long she had been married, we do not know. But we do know that both of these women were in a house where they believed in the living God, that they believed in Jesus, and that they believed that he was coming, and that they believed that they were God's chosen. So for however long they were in that household, they heard about the living God. They were able to experience the blessings of God. They were able to see the goodness of God. By going back to Moabite, she basically says, I'm going back to pagan worship. I'm going back to what I know. I'm not going back to the familiar. And I'm willing to go back there because going with you, I don't know that, and I don't know what's going to happen. But I know what's going to happen in the familiar. I know what's going to be there, what's not going to change. I know the behavior. I know the atmosphere. And you cannot fear going forward because of the possibility of something might that not be in your favor. You got to trust that in the midst of you moving in this direction of trusting God and believing God, that he's going to make a way out of no way, that he's going to be with you, that he's not going to allow you to be destroyed. Now, there is a famine in the land. And the famine in the land, basically, God had taken care of them up until this point. But Ruth understood to leave Naomi meant to cut off the bread that they were tied to cut off the goodness that they were tied to. Naomi says, I'm going to go back to Bethlehem. I'm going to go back to the place where Bethlehem means bread. I'm going back to the place where I know bread is. And that was in the spiritual sense, but it also meant in the natural. She understood that now that there had been something that had changed, and she was going back to the place where she knew that she was going to see the goodness of the Lord. Now, when she gets there, because she left full, because she left in a place of riches and blessings and her family, her sons, her husband, her daughter-in-laws, she left full. She left blessed. She comes back, and she's empty. Naomi decides, I'm going to change my name. I'm going to call my name Myra, which means bitter. She chose to rename herself all because of a temporary situation, because she was in such a state, and everyone who knew her previously could not believe that she was in the state that she was in. And instead of her saying, there's no way God could now allow me to stay or remain in the state, even though my husband is gone, And my sons are gone, and it doesn't look like I have any help. I'm around my kin people, and some of them have got to step in and bless me in some sort of way. She had forgotten that there were certain things that were in her favor. There were certain things that she was in favor of getting. So, but she renames herself because of a temporary situation. Do not rename who you are because of a temporary situation, because of trouble, because of a blow, because of a hit, because of something that has happened. Don't allow the enemy to speak to the mind, your mind, or in the atmosphere and make you grab or agree with whatever is going on. You've got to agree with the word of God that was spoken concerning you before this event happened. What did God say concerning you? Who did he say you were? What did he say you were going to be? And what was he going to do in your life? And that's what you have to agree with. That's what you have to go back and grab. That's the thing that you have to go back and say, I'm going to decree this. And God, I don't know how it's going to happen. And I don't know when it's going to happen. But I've got to believe you in spite of everything that's going on. And believe that you're going to be good to me and be faithful to me. Because you want to be good to me. You haven't brought me this far to allow me to be destroyed. Haven't brought me this far to allow the enemy to overtake me. You have not brought me this far to let me go under. You have not been so good to me through the years to bring me to this place now where I can't get up or I can't go forward or I can't maneuver or I can't be blessed or I can't have a new opportunity. You're not that kind of God. The same God that you were yesterday, the same God you are today. And in the trying of my faith, I'm still going to decree that you're good. I'm still going to say that you are my blesser, that you are my help, that you are the glory and the lifter of my head, that you are the source of my life. And in that, you decree and agree with God and go forward, even in a place that you've never been. You go forward into the things that God has called you and not into the place of oppression and of heaviness that the enemy desires to put you in your mind and in your spirit and even in your body. The enemy wants you to agree with the circumstance and make that encage you and make that be louder than the voice of God. But you've got to go back and grab what God has spoken and choose to go forward, even if it's in unfamiliar territory, even if it's in a place that you don't know and you've never been before in the spirit or in the natural, even if it means certain circumstances have changed, certain things in your life have changed, certain openings in your life have now closed themselves off or it's difficult in certain areas, you still have to believe that God is going to be good to you, even if it's some good things, but it's unfamiliar territory. Maybe you've gotten blessed with a new job, a new position in a new city, and maybe it's a new relationship, a friendship, or even a new marriage, or a new addition to the family, or changes. Someone in the family, your in-law, or your parents are coming to live with you, and it's rearranging your whole entire life, your schedule. You've got to believe that even in the midst of that, God is going to be good. God is going to show up. God is going to bless. God is going to make a way. God is going to give you what you have need of. And he's going to bless you in spite of what's going on. He's going to make his way known to you. And you have to trust that. When you look at the life of Ruth and Naomi, even in the midst of what was going on, God shows them favor, gives them a new opportunity. He allows Ruth to go to the field of a kinsman redeemer that Naomi knew and understood. She goes and she gleans in the field of Boaz. And God allowed Boaz to be the blessing, not only to Ruth, but to Naomi, to bless the family because God had preordained, predestined it beforehand. God already knew it was going to happen, and he set them up, ordered them, ordained their steps, that they will show up in the right time and meet what they need to, that in the midst of trouble, God opened up a window of blessings for them. And that's what you have to believe. In the midst of what you're going on, you've got to dare to believe to see the goodness of the Lord. You've got to believe that in the midst of whatever it is, change, in the midst of a new territory, in the midst of a new atmosphere, in the midst of something new, brand new happening in my life, whether good or bad, if I'm in this place of trust, I still will believe that I'm going to see God do something in my life spectacular. I'm going to watch him do the miraculous. I'm going to watch him bring me out and cause me to be the blessing that he's already commanded me to be, regardless of the circumstances. You've got to trust that moving forward is not going to be the place of your demise. It is not going to be the place of your end, but it's going to be a brand new door to a brand new opportunity, and God is going to show himself strong in your life. You have to understand, he will not fail you. God won't fail you, and we have to learn this. We have to learn. I learned, and I'm telling you that as I trust God, he shows up, and he shows up in a miraculous way, and he shows up sometime at the very last moment. But he still shows up, and he shows up as faithful. Trust God in this new place, in this new season, in this new door. whatever it is. Don't go back to the familiar. Continue to go forward and watch God be faithful and cause a Boaz moment, a Boaz opportunity, a Boaz door to meet you and provide everything you need. God bless you. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life today. And I pray that you meet with me tomorrow for another 15 minutes of empowerment as we go further in the process of there. Be blessed in Jesus' name.